Rescuers are scrambling to reach people trapped under heavy mud and debris in the mountainside village of Cijeruk in central Java. The landslide happened early Wednesday morning when most residents were either still asleep or performing morning prayers at the mosque. Heavy downpours in recent days have caused flash floods and landslides in other parts of Indonesia. Rescuers are still searching for survivors from Monday's flash floods in East Java, which killed at least 57 people and left thousands homeless. Hadi Kuswoyo, spokesman for the Indonesian Red Cross, says damaged roads and bridges are hampering rescue and relief operations in the affected areas. He says hygiene kits, blankets and medicines have been sent, but more aid may be needed. Mr. Kuswoyo says the Red Cross had tried to plan for disasters like these in the rainy season, but the preparations have not been enough.
Last 2 months, Indonesian Red Cross have a coordination with some agencies, including the National Disaster Response of the government, to identify some potential area affected by the flood at the rainy season. But of course, we never expect this happen. We will have the big disaster like this. We just identify and we're trying to mitigate and also to educate the people living in the dangerous area.
Floods and landslides are common in Indonesia during the rainy season. However, some environmental groups blame recent disasters on deforestation caused by illegal logging. Hedda Bairon, VOA News, Hong Kong.